We are waiting for Laquan Williams to join us here on WBIL. Jameson Hensley in 20 minutes to talk about Joe Flacco's contract status and the Combine's forthcoming. Blog tour continues in the 8 o'clock hour. Orioles Uncensored will be in the house, and John Wilkes from that. Maryland is a big game tonight. They're all big at this point. They have 6 regular season games to go. They're right now 6-6 in the Atlantic Coast. I would say they need to win probably 4 of their final 6. I think they need to win 4 to get that at-large bid. Speaking of the Terps, a former Terrapin, or always a Terrapin, let's just say that, Ravens wide receiver and proud Baltimorean, Laquan Williams with us. Laquan, how are you?
I'm wonderful, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Did you watch that Maryland-Duke game, by the way?
Yes, I actually did. We had a little get-together in my home. A bunch of people from Terp Nation watched it. We were extra excited.
Anyone you can tell us about? Was Tori there? How was it?
Tori was actually at the game.
Oh, wow.
One of the former female basketball players, Lynetta, was there watching the game. There's some other students, former football players, Drew Gloucester, Imani Leodi.
All right, tell me this, Laquan. I said this yesterday, and I tweeted it out on Saturday, that this almost made me feel worse as a Maryland fan, the fact that they're leaving the ACC now, because it will be really hard to replicate that kind of fun and intensity when it's not to come in once a year at least.
Yeah, it's gonna be different moving into the new conference. I'm not really a fan of it, but change is always it's never always a bad thing. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, it's very politically correct put, Laquan, but I appreciate your honesty. All right, let's talk about your experience in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Tell us about it and what it was like for you, and just to come from being someone who wasn't highly combine regarded coming out of college, and then to be put in that week and all the festivities leading up to it. And I know you didn't play in the game, but just everything surrounding all of that.
Man, it was an unbelievable feeling, man. It's a lifelong dream. I played for my hometown team, my favorite team, and to be able to bring the championship back for my hometown team, a team that I helped play for and make plays for, it's just unbelievable. And then New Orleans, the fans were amazing. We felt like the whole stadium was full of Ravens fans. And the whole time that we was there, they showed us a lot of love. It seemed like the city wanted us to win for the most part.
Now, Laquan, as you said, you got to bring it home. Very few people on planet Earth will ever experience winning a Super Bowl for their hometown team. I'm about 4 or 5 years older than you are, and we both remember what it was like in 2000. And then for you to actually live through that, just
right.
get into that for a little bit.
Like I was telling Tori a couple of days ago, I was that little kid out there the very last time. I was the little kid chasing after Ray Lewis and standing in the window taking pictures and stuff like that. And then to be in awe and see the same thing happen, and the shoe on the other foot, I'm in the float, and the kids are wanting to take pictures and all that. It's crazy, man. Words can't explain how amazing that was. I'm blessed, man, without a doubt.
Yeah, from Baltimore Polytechnic to the Baltimore Ravens and now Super Bowl champion, Laquan Williams with us here on WBAL. And Laquan, when does your off-season routine kick in?
I actually kicked in today. Had my first back to regular workouts 3 times a week, some evening activities, and then every day during the morning. So back to the grind, man. No days off.
Did you get to experience anything in New Orleans food-wise? What jumped out to you there?
The crawfish. The crawfish. It was the first time I tried crawfish, and I loved it.
I didn't go with the crawfish route. I did have some gator, but I did not go
okay.
The crawfish route.
Didn't try any gator. I also tried, I had some jambalaya for the first time.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yes, it was. It definitely was. Jacoby's mom actually made jambalaya for us the night that we got there, and it was impressive, man. She put her foot in it.
Was that spicy?
It was kind of spicy. Yeah, it was kind of spicy.
It's funny. They have, and we talked about this a lot that week, Laquan, they have their Old Bay. It's actually made by the same company. The box looks the same. The taste is very similar. So in New Orleans, they have their own little Old Bay thing going on.
Right. That extra seasoning. I guess it's that special sauce, you can say.
Yeah.
That special seasoning.
I think it's called Zatarain's. Is that it, Jay? It's Zatarain's.
I believe so.
And anything else you got to do fun during the week? I know it was hard for you because you couldn't really practice and get into it that way, but did you have any other free time that you got to have in New Orleans?
But yeah, all the activities was fun, man. Everything that we did with the fans and just coming out and people showing love, man, it was amazing.
What about the Super Bowl send-off, Laquan? You talked about the parade, which was incredible, but on a very, very cold, rainy day, icy day, as you guys went to the buses at BWI, that send-off downtown, I thought that was pretty electric.
There's nothing like a Ravens fan, man. This team, this city loves that team, and there's not many other places like it. We have a special, special fan base, and I think that's part of the reason that keeps us on, the fans, man.
We were talking about this earlier in the show, Laquan, but about the combines and the amped up interest in recent years with the fans because it's on television on the NFL Network. Is that something you'll watch?
Honestly, I don't really pay attention to the combine or
nor me.
The time around it, I really focus on fine-tuning my game so that when it's time for the new guys to come in, they got to put their best work forth. So I really don't pay attention to that.
Are you going to be following Joe Flacco's contract talks?
I haven't been. I actually haven't been. I kind of stick away from sports. After our season's over, I go away from sports for a month or two. Then I'll come back during the finals of basketball and get back into it.
Will we see you at an Orioles game this year?
Definitely. Definitely will see me at an Orioles game.
I hope so. I have a feeling there'll be some Ravens throwing out first pitches at Oriole Park at Camden Yards this year. Well, you do have a big thing coming up this weekend. Actually, in just a couple of days, on February 22nd, Friday night, you'll be signing some autographs at the DoubleTree by Hilton at 1726 Reisterstown Road in Pikesville. So you'll be out there from 6 to 7:30. A lot of your teammates and some former Ravens will be by as well. But a big, big turnout for this thing coming up on Friday night, Laquan.
Right. It's for the fans, man. You got to show love for the fans.
And you can find out more about this coming up at mab-celebrity.com or call 973-808-1740. That's 973-808-1740. Again, a huge turnout of Ravens will be there, including Torrey Smith and Paul Kruger and Bernard Pollard. And Ed Dixon will be there, Art Jones, Corey Graham, Terrell Suggs, and, of course, Laquan Williams. So anything else that keeps you busy during the offseason besides workouts? What's your focus day-to-day?
Daddy, man. My
of
daughter.
Course.
She keeps me busy.
She keeps you busy. Well, we appreciate it, Laquan. Enjoy everything coming up this offseason. Hopefully we'll get you back in studio like you came in last year. That was awesome. And we got to do it again soon.
Cool. We'll do.
That's Laquan Williams.